Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last program, we were searching in Genesis 44 to see what really took place instead of the comedy which we read in Quran chapter 12. For there we found out that Joseph's brother, that is the oldest as Allah called him in the Quran, by the name Judah, spoke with broken heart before Joseph, explaining to him that their father is that old man who loved that little brother more than anything, and how he lost another son before that, which by the way, according to the Bible, they told their father Jacob that he was devoured by some wild creature. And obviously, Joseph does not know what do they mean that he was devoured, because Joseph did not know the made-up story which they told their father Jacob after they took his shirt and covered it with some blood. But in any way, Judah begged Joseph and told him that he could not only Judah, but all his brothers could not go back to the land of Canaan without Benjamin. And he begged him that if he will take him as a slave instead of the young brother, so their old father, that is Jacob, will not die sorrowful for the loss of his last son, of his beloved wife. That is the whole purpose of why Joseph pretend not to know his brothers. That was the whole entire purpose of why Joseph put the cup in his own brother Benjamin's sack. That's why Joseph wanted to see some true repentance, and through seeking for forgiveness, also Joseph wanted to know for sure that his brothers truly love his brother Benjamin. And that's why all the story is actually written in the Genesis account, which sadly Muhammad never mentioned anything about it in the Quran. But the ridiculous, dumb story with the great poetry of the Quran was inserted in Quran chapter 12. Joseph actually already told his brother Benjamin on the first sight, "Hey, I'm your brother," as we read in Quran chapter 12 and verse 69. And even though he already told his brother that "I am your brother," he still put his cup in the sack of his brother. And on and on and on with the story in the Quran. And we're missing the whole purpose of why Joseph did what he did. He wanted to see true repentance of his brothers about what they have done to him. So we continue in Genesis chapter 45. Here is the reaction. When Joseph heard the cry of his oldest brother Judah and the begging of not to go back to their father Jacob without Benjamin. Something... Once again, neither Allah nor Jibreel or Muhammad or Muslim scholars or the gullible Muslims all over the world, 1.7 billion, have a clue, because they never read it in their Quran. And sadly, the Muslim scholars and the imams and the sheikh of all over the Muslim world convince the Muslim, "Don't you dare go to the Bible. Don't you dare read the Bible." Why? Because it's a Quran book. When in reality, Muslims all over the world cannot understand the Quran writings, not only about Joseph's story, but about any story, without going back to the Bible. Here is the portion of the story which made me cry when I was 12 or 13 years old. When I read the story, even by myself, later, I still, when I get to that chapter 45, my heart ache in me, and I cannot help it but to be in tears, because that is the most sensitive, the most excellent, the most portion of the Bible, which if we today can understand it, even in our normal life in America, would have become a great country. And I'm going to share with you what do I mean by that in our next broadcast. In verse 1 of Genesis chapter 45, we read, Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. What language do you think Joseph spoke in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 45? He spoke in the Coptic language. Yes, indeed. His brothers did not know what in the world he's saying. All what they see is Joseph is angry and Joseph is shouting, and everybody left his house except him and his 11 brothers. And he wept in verse 2 aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. The man after Pharaoh all over the land of Egypt is now weeping. He did not just cry. He did not just show some tears. He wept. It must be a loud shout, "Ah!" as he cried. And the Egyptian heard it, even though they were not with him inside the house. He kicked them out from the presence of his brothers. They were all out, and he wept aloud. In verse 3, then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. Trust me, something like that you will never see in the Quran. Because those who wrote the Quran did not live the story of Joseph as Moses lived it by the power of the Holy Spirit to pin it to us in the Genesis account, even though this was written almost 400 years later. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." Imagine with me. They were shocked. They were in awe. When he confessed to them, "I am your brother," they did not know how to take it. They were afraid. They were trembled. And he said, "Please come to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt." Notice here in the Genesis account, we know that they are the ones who sold Joseph to the Midianite, to the Ishmaelites, to Potiphar's to be a slave. That's not what the Quran said. Oh, what Joseph's brother did, they just left him in a well, and some travelers found him, and he shouted, "Hey, good news, a boy, a little boy in the bottom of the well." As we read that in Quran chapter 12, verse 19, "And they sold him for a few dirhams." Once again, as we read that in Quran chapter 12, verse 20, amazingly, a coin that did not exist even until Muhammad died. 80 years after Muhammad died, that's when dirham was invented. So much messed up information we see throughout the Quran. In verse 5, we read, "But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves. Because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Imagine with me, Joseph is telling his brothers, he is so much concerned about their feelings, he's so much concerned about their condition of being angry or being grieved, and he said, "Don't do anything against your own will. Don't grieve, don't be angry with yourselves." Why? Because you sold me to the Egyptians. For it was not you who did that. It was God who sent me here before you. As a matter of fact, you're all coming back to me here in Egypt. Why? So I can preserve life. Not only the life of the Egyptians, not only the life of the many countries around Egypt who were suffering in this famine for 7 years, but even the life of his family. The promises of God, which has been given to Abraham in Genesis 15, now it's about to be fulfilled. That promise which neither Muhammad or his scholars know anything about. Let me take you back to Genesis 15 to show you what was God's plan for the story. In the book of Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, we read, "Then he," that is God Almighty, "said to Abraham, 'Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also, the nation whom they serve, I will judge afterward. They shall come out with great possession.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
What was the promise of God to Abraham? It's very simple. Joseph had to go to Egypt. If he was sold by his brothers or not, God had to send Joseph to Egypt that he may bring his brothers, the entire family of Jacob, to Egypt, because they have to live there for 400 years. They will have a good 30 years under Joseph. After all, he's the prince of Egypt. He was the man after Pharaoh. But after Joseph will die, 400 years of suffering. And then God will remember his promise to Abraham. And God will send the deliverer. His name is Moses. That is the one who is writing to us the story of the Bible in the book of Genesis. And that's how we know the work of the Holy Spirit in Moses' life to pen for us the promises of God in the Bible and the fulfillment of the promises of God through Moses' life himself. Continue in verse 6. Of Genesis 45, for these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Once again here, Joseph is still his brother. It's not you, God. Yes, it is God who sent me here, and it is God who will bring you to me. This is the true plan of God for the fulfillment which he had given to Abraham some years before this ever been fulfilled. In verse 8, so now, it was not you who sent me here, but God. How many times did Joseph mention that so far? This is the third time. It is God, it is God, it is God. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh. I am gonna tell Pharaoh what to do, and whatever I say, that is exactly what Pharaoh would do. After all, don't forget that Pharaoh said, you got the whole land of Egypt. Whatever you want to do, it will do. No one can lift up his finger or come through this land or do any decision except through you. And that is what we read in Genesis chapter 41 and verse 44. And that is exactly what God planned for Joseph and for his brothers throughout the land of Egypt. Continuing with the verse, Joseph said, and Lord of all his house. Yes, Joseph is the father of Pharaoh, and Joseph is the Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. What a great position God has given to Joseph because of his great interpretation of the dreams of Pharaoh And now we see God has made it possible for the children of Jacob, the 12 sons, to be united once again in the land of Egypt. Now I want to take you back to the comedy of Allah and Jibreel and Muhammad in the wording of the same account in the ridiculous story of the Quran. For now we see Joseph's brothers standing in front of Jacob without their brother Benjamin. And they already told him, your son has stolen in Egypt, and if you don't trust us, ask the people who we travel with in the caravan. Go ask the people in the village where that took place when your son stolen. Then Jacob asked him, as we read in verse 83, just to be patient. Take it easy. Relax. Allah is knowing wise. Wow. So now we are in verse 84. I have a bold statement I put before the verse, which every time I read, I kind of smile at how ridiculously the Quran is written. Jacob cries for Joseph instead of Benjamin, even though he knows Joseph is alive. It sounds like a ridiculous statement, because nobody ever who read the true biblical account can come up with this conclusion. Jacob knows that his son Joseph is alive? Are you kidding me? That does not only go against the biblical teaching of Genesis, that goes against logic and common sense. And to make the problem even worse, he is crying for the loss of Joseph instead of Benjamin, and he knows he's still alive. The weeping of Jacob over the loss of his son Joseph took place when he was 17 years old, after he sent him to check on his brothers. And that is what we read in Genesis chapter 37, verses 34 and 35. But here we see the most ridiculous, contradictory passage in the Quran. Let me read to you what the Quran said in Quran chapter 12, beginning from verse 84. And he, that is Jacob, turned away from them, these are his sons, and said, oh, my sorrow for Joseph. Excuse me, what? I thought you lost Joseph when he was a little boy, when you found out that he was eaten by the wolf. But somehow, here we go, years go by, and he's crying for his son Joseph. I think the men who wrote the story maybe made a mistake. Why is that? They just told Jacob, your son Benjamin is gone. Now he's a slave to the master of Egypt because he stole his cup. And what do we see here? Oh, my sorrow for Joseph. And his eyes became white from the grief, so he was full of anger. You know, for somebody to cry and somehow his eyes turn white, I mean, we're talking about not weeks, but maybe months. Here's Jacob crying, and somehow he starts losing his sight. This is the imagination of those who wrote the Quran. And guess what happened after that? In verse 85, we read, they said, these are his sons, we swear by Allah, you will continue to remember Joseph until you are very sick or you be among the perished. We swear by Allah. Once again, the story is written in the Arabic Quran, and Jacob is speaking in Arabic, and his sons are speaking in Arabic, and Joseph is speaking in Arabic, and the Egyptians in Joseph's house are speaking in Arabic, because after all, Allah only knows the Arabic language. Swearing by Allah that he will continue to remember Joseph until he gets sick or until he dies. Verse 86, he said, who's here? Here? Once again, that's Jacob. Surely I only complain about my sorrow and grief to Allah. And I know from Allah what you do not know. Excuse me, what? You know something that we do not know of? Tell us that. What is that exactly you know from Allah and we do not know? In verse 87, oh, my sons, go and inquire of Joseph and his brother and do not give up hope from the Spirit of Allah. Surely no one will give up hope from the Spirit of Allah except the infidel people. I'm lost here, guys. I don't know if Muslims read the Quran without this Islamic glasses, the black one, which they cannot see anything through it, can read that verse and make any sense, not only of that verse, but for the entire chapter, Quran chapter 12. the best of the Quran. Why do I say that? Because in verse 84, Jacob was crying for a long time, and he now, his eyes became white and he lost his sight. Somehow, that long verse actually in the Quran took maybe a minute or two. All right, good, good, good. In verse 85, his sons are surprised because he still remembered Joseph and he's still crying. In verse 86, he's telling them, I'm just complaining to Allah and I know something you do not know. What is that? You know, daddy. Oh, Joseph still alive. Go, my sons, and inquire of Joseph and his brother. Really? Is this what we read in the Genesis account? Once again, let me remind you, he never knew that his son Benjamin was taken as a slave in Egypt. This made-up story, the comedy of Allah, Jibreel, and Muhammad, never took place in Genesis. It's all made up by some ignorant people who never bother to examine the Genesis account before they rewrite the story of Joseph in the Quran. And here is the command of Jacob to his sons to make one third trip to Egypt, which never took place in the Bible. Jacob wanted his sons to go back to Egypt to search for Joseph and to search for his brother. Are you kidding me? No, he's not. And he's telling his sons, be good believers now. After all, as we're going to see a little bit later, he wants them all to die as Muslims. Muslims who believe in Allah. Muslims who trust in Allah. And what he wants them to do? To never give up hope from the Spirit of Allah. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.